This is Akashwani, the news read by Apugapak. The Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha today resumed discussions on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply in the Lok Sabha this evening to the debate on the motion of thanks. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju in a social media post informed that Prime Minister Modi is expected to reply at 5 p.m. in the Meanwhile, participating in the debate in the Lok Sabha, BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal highlighted various achievements of the government. Talking about women's empowerment, he said, the government has set a target of making 3 crore Lakhpati Didis within a set time frame. In the Rajya Sabha, participating in the discussion, senior leader of BJP Bansilal Gurjar said that India is encouragingly moving forward on the path of development and prosperity under the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government. Earlier, Deputy Chairman Harivansh rejected the adjournment motion moved by some opposition members in the House demanding discussion on the Mahakumbh incident. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today assured strict action against corruption, stating that the government will not tolerate irregularities in the farm sector. His remarks came during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today. The minister was replying to NCP-SP leader Supriya Sule's allegation of corruption amounting to 5,000 crore rupees in Maharashtra's agriculture department. Chauhan said if any irregularities are found, an inquiry will be conducted and strict action will be taken against those guilty. The agriculture minister emphasized Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment to increasing farmers' incomes. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju in a social media post hit out at the leader of opposition and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, saying that he keeps on talking about STs and OBCs but fails to recognize the biggest face of OBC community, which is Prime Minister Modi himself. A mega health camp and 100-day anti-tuberculosis campaign began in the district hospital complex in Doimukh today. The event was attended by Minister for Health and Family Welfare Biram Wage and Doimukh MLA Nabam Vivek. Speaking on the occasion, the health minister once again urged the doctor fraternity to opt for a dress code at their respective workplace. Wage stressed that introducing a dress code will distinguish them from the common masses and also aid in their security and safety. The health minister also asked the DMO to identify the type of patients who frequent the hospital, which he said will further assist in identifying the most common ailment affecting the area. The health camp provided a range of medical services to the local community, including consultations, screening, and treatments. The 100-day anti-TB campaign aims to raise awareness about the disease, promote early diagnosis and treatment, and reduce the stigma associated with TB.
सबसे पहले तो मैं यहाँ का लोकल एमएलए को और यहाँ का डीएमओ जो हेल्थ डिपार्टमेंट का है, सभी लोगों को मैं बहुत बहुत शुभकामनाएं देना चाहूँगा कि आज यहाँ में एक मेगा हेल्थ कैंप हम लोग करने जा रहा है। ये हर एक स्टेट में, हर एक डिस्ट्रिक्ट में अभी हम लोगों का ऑनरेबल लोग जो एमएलए लोग है, सभी लोग करने जा रहे हैं इस चीज़ को। अच्छा है, ये पब्लिक के लिए जो सुविधा, कुछ लोग यहाँ में हॉस्पिटल नहीं आ पाते हैं उन लोगों के लिए ओपन जगह में उनको सुविधा दे रहे हैं, तो इसका फायदा जरूर उठाना चाहिए पब्लिक। डॉक्टर का कमियां है, मैं हमेशा बोलता हूँ और आप लोग भी जानते हैं, कमियां होने के बावजूद भी जो डॉक्टर लोग सेवा कर रहे हैं उसको हम लोग सराहना करना चाहिए। और हम लोग उसका जो अब इस तरह का जो मेगा हेल्थ कैंप कर रहा है, छोटा हो बड़ा हो जो भी हेल्थ कैंप कर रहा है, उसका फायदा उठाना चाहिए। मेरा तरफ से सभी अरुणाचल वासियों को यही गुजारिश करूंगा कि मैं इसका फायदा जरूर उठाए, ताकि वो अपना हॉस्पिटल में अगर दूर दराज है तो गाड़ी नहीं है, नहीं जब पहुंच सकता है, तो वो इसका फायदा जरूर उठाए। मैं तो आप लोगों को ये अपील करूंगा कि जैसा मैंने बोला है कि एप्रेंट बनने से अपना पहचान होता है एक डॉक्टर का।
एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर डॉक्टर एस जयशंकर टुडे कॉल्ड आउट द सेलेक्टिव क्रिटिसिज्म ऑफ टेररिज्म एंड मेजर कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स अराउंड द वर्ल्ड। एड्रेसिंग एन इवेंट इन न्यू दिल्ली, डॉक्टर जयशंकर सेड दैट द वर्ल्ड इज करेंटली विटनेसिंग टू मेजर कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स दैट आर ऑफन प्रेजेंटेड एज मैटर्स ऑफ प्रिंसिपल, बट दीज प्रिंसिपल्स हैव बीन अप्लाइड सेलेक्टिवली एंड अनइवनली। The Election Commission has said that there is repeated and deliberate pressure tactics to malign its image during the ongoing Delhi Assembly polls. The poll panel added that the three-member commission collectively observed that deliberate pressure tactics are being played as if the poll body is a single-member entity. The commission's comment came in the wake of repeated attack by the आम आदमी पार्टी लीडर्स ऑन चीफ इलेक्शन कमिश्नर राजीव कुमार. दैट्स ऑल इन दिस न्यूज बुलेटिन. नमस्कार.